October 24th, 1:30 p.m. As the news reports that four climbers were swept from a Greenland mountain in a sudden and vicious storm, Delmar frantically calls every hospital and police station near Watkins Range. Saturday was expected to return 2 days ago from her second ascent there with 9 other climbers. Delmar and his identical twin, Lamar, are sick with fear that Saturday was one of the storm's victims. Consumed with worry, Lamar is practically catatonic from not having slept or eaten after 2 weeks. Out of anxious concern for her suffering friend, Rocky Lee Sampson invites Helvetica, a hypnotherapist and Lamar's oldest friend, to try to release Lamar from his stupor. During the hypnosis session, Helvetica suddenly realizes that Saturday's childhood friend Arantxa should be involved. She summons Arantxa, who is now a pop star in Venezuela, to join them at Lamar Bure's music therapy clinic in San Francisco, known as Nocturnes. With Arantxa at Nocturnes, Broccoli and Helvetica hope they can channel Lamar's subconscious and connect to Saturday. Helvetica and Arantxa relocate Lamar to Saturday's house 4 days later. They settle in the living room, a small windowless room where each wall is paneled in a different wood. One wall is a deeply hued exotic hardwood with reddish highlights. Another is paneled in the light warm ochre of maple. Facing that is a pale Spartan ash wall. The fourth wall consists of a variegated oak flanking a ghostly white marble fireplace. The room is blanketed in a calm blue glow that emits from the blue bulbs and shades of scattered lamps. The blue reflects airily off the pristine white fireplace. Photographs of Saturday's horse, Rallis Royce, adorn the walls. One rests precariously on the fireplace mantel. Hanging to its left is a framed portrait of Lafayette, the younger of Delmar's 2 daughters from his first marriage, riding a white pony. Delmar's first wife, Elisheva Nachmani, died tragically at the age of 29 of a rare life-threatening acquired blood disease. Lafayette was only 2 months old at the time of her mother's death. Her older sister, Walitha, was 3. Both Lafayette and Walitha adore Saturday and have adopted their future stepmother's beloved hobbies of riding and grooming horses. Helvetica suggested a representational proxy of Saturday might inspire Lamar's hypnosis sessions in Arantxa's presence. They contact their puppeteer friend, Rafael Gordo de Papel, who immediately senses his friend's desperation and sets off crafting Saturday's lifeless likeness. Exactly 26 hours later, Rafael delivers the proxy. There before them lays a masked effigy in Saturday's clothes, with a platinum blonde wig that resembles Lamar's hair more than Saturday's. Rafael thinks this amalgam amiga can connect the energies of the 2 lost souls, one who is lost physically, one who is lost neurologically. On November 17th, Delmar receives a letter in the mail. The envelope, decorated in wild floral blooms, has no return address. The letter inside appears to be a ransom note, a landscape image overlaid with letters cut from a second landscape image reading, "Saturday is with us, 299-942877. 4 days later, Lamar receives an email from a Greenlandic private investigator with a link to an article in a local Nook newspaper. Man found dead, Watkins Range photo taped to face. The Nook authorities identify the man as Fingbar van Lies, a circus performer who travels around Greenland, Denmark, and Sweden. Could this strange death have a connection to Saturday's disappearance? Lamar's and Delmar's confidence in Saturday's safe return wanes as time passes. Each resolves to stay strong for the other. Each implores the other to retain hope. Spontaneously, they both decide to create an altar to Saturday, to which they will devote time and pray. The brothers gather photos of Saturday, her family, her closest friends, her horses, and the mountains she has climbed. They assemble the photos on white alabaster pedestals in front of the white marble fireplace on the northwest wall of Saturday's living room. Alongside the photos, they place Saturday's favorite flowers, green cymbidium orchids, and a few select rocks from her treasured rock collection. Above the fireplace, they hang a romantic, mystical portrait of Delmar and Saturday, a photograph taken exactly 66 days prior to Saturday's departure to Greenland.